Well, John, July was the deadliest month for violence in Afghanistan, and we believe that the start of August is going to be pretty grim.
Tough weekend.
And we saw the headlines this weekend of the killings of the roadside bombs. Well, right now we're joined with BBC foreign correspondent in Kabul, David Loyne. David, what do you know? What's the latest?
Hi, Amy. Well, it's certainly a very difficult weekend. Six U.S. Troops killed of nine foreign soldiers altogether. And today, a bomb in the western city of Herat, killing 10 police and two civilians. A lot of civilians being caught up in these roadside bombs and suicide bomb attacks when they take place. So July, the bloodiest month, and August looks like it's going to at least have started the same in the lead up to presidential elections later on this month.
So, David, what was the significance of the explosions in western Afghanistan? Why that region?
Well, the real surprise for many people that this has come in Herat, it's a beautiful and ancient town. It's strategically of enormous importance and economically of enormous importance because it's the gateway to Iran on the western border of Afghanistan. And most of the government's revenues come from customs at that port of entry at Herat. So it's a town that they absolutely need to keep a hold of. In recent months, it's been pretty quiet. It's been a place that you would almost think of going as a tourist, but this bomb today has certainly put paid to that as the Taliban have gone out west from Helmand province and Kandahar province and shown that they can extend themselves to Herat.
David Loyne, General McChrystal, commander in Afghanistan, gave an interview to the BBC over the weekend where he suggested that the mission of NATO and coalition forces is to protect the Afghan people, and that suggests there's a difficult balance in using air power to protect coalition forces. Any suggestion that these casualties may be a result of a change in strategy or tactics?
I don't think this is really connected with that at all, but certainly that has made things different. They call it tactical patience on the ground now, and it means that US and British forces in particular in the south now fighting a very difficult war against the Taliban have to be 100% sure that there are absolutely no civilians anywhere near any bombs that they drop, and it means that they're watching some Taliban insurgents escaping. I have to say it just shows how difficult it is to fight a war in this country. I mean, I recently brought out a book, it's just out in the States, called In Afghanistan, which goes right back over foreign engagement, going back 200 years. You know, the British tried in the 19th century, two wars then, the Russians tried in the 1980s towards the end of the 20th century, and they had more troops than the US-led alliance have got now. They had much better local forces in the 1980s, and still they lost. It's a really difficult country to fight a war in, and I think we're seeing General McChrystal and the new Obama peace plan trying to take a grip on it, but nearly 8 years on, it's very difficult to see whether these new strategies are going to make a big difference.
So, David, really quickly, the presidential elections in Afghanistan are coming up on August 20th. Are those considered to be in any way tied to the spike in violence?
I think that people are really now bracing themselves. International forces have got 20,000 extra troops in to police the country for the elections, and it's going to be a very, very difficult few weeks. The international force is really expecting a long, hot August.
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us. We will be keeping our eye on this and probably coming back to you for more reporting. That was BBC foreign correspondent who just wrote a book called In Afghanistan.
Reporting there from Kabul, where troops are paying attention to something else that's going on this morning. Pretty important history. The new post-9/11 GI Bill goes into effect. We're going to talk to a Marine Corps sergeant about what it means to him. Benefits for education. Post-9/11, a new GI Bill coming up on The Takeaway.